everyone. This is Kelly Bennett from the Lava Lounge Christian Youth Center, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Friend, we're sitting down with Steve Bauer. He is an author and lecturer. And Steve, if people want, where can they find you, by the way?
Well, you can obviously get this book on Amazon, The Math of Christ, and you can find the other books. But if you want to Google Bauer Books, B-A-U-E-R-B-O-O-K-S,
okay,
no space, you'll find our website, and I'd be glad to send somebody an autographed copy if that's what they like. It's not going to be any more expensive than ordering it on Amazon and paying shipping there.
Okay. All right,
and
great.
We have, I think I've done 11 books. I've kind of lost track. But you'll see on there, you'll see on the website where my wife has done a book for a charity as well, a cookbook that has a recipe in it from every president from George Washington to Obama.
That's
and many
so
members of the House
awesome.
And Senate. It was done for a soldier's outfit that builds homes and gives them to soldiers that have lost arms and legs in the war.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, friend, again, sitting down with Steve Bauer here, and the author of The Math of Christ, The Science of Math Reveals Bible Truths. Now, Stephen, I've been looking actually at the Amazon page itself, and someone has left a comment there that I want to read for our listeners, and then I'd like you to answer this, if you could. This is by someone named Jerome M., and the question there, the review, they say is, the trouble with this book is simply it ignores that supposed fulfilled prophecies are very often created to fit a prophecy someone wants to have fulfilled. For example, Bible verse states X, and so Jesus is stated to do X, as written by person Y. People, this person says, especially when it comes to religious matters, try to fulfill prophecies. What would you say to this person to help them to see that, well, just to see truth?
Well, it's an interesting argument, but it doesn't hold any water, simply because there are so many prophecies that Jesus had absolutely no control over. I mean, the prophecy is that he was born in the tribe of Judah. Well, he doesn't have any control over what tribe he was born in, what village he was born in. He was called out of Egypt in the early days of the nation of Israel. He was so young that he could barely talk. He doesn't have any choice about whether his parents took him to Egypt or he got called out of Egypt. You know, there are prophecies about Zechariah spoke of 30 pieces of silver being cast to a potter. He didn't have any control over those events. He didn't have any control over the fact that the prophecy that his hands and his feet would be pierced. So people like that are merely looking for an excuse to not believe because they don't want to be constrained by basic rules of morality, the Ten Commandments. They don't want to live Christian principles, and so they're looking for an excuse not to.
Yeah,
and I feel sorry for them, actually.
Yeah, it is sad because when you look at something, it's so difficult to talk with people that aren't willing to find truth. What I mean by that is before I became a Christian, right before actually, I had made a direct choice that no matter where truth took me, I was going to go there. And what happened for me is I realized, you know what, this is true. I just went wherever truth was, and it helped me to see that, look, Jesus is all truth. Is that kind of where you went?
Well, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting that the Bible is where everyone gets their notion of heaven and hell. There's other religions got their notion of heaven and hell from the Bibles, and then they've created their own notion. For instance, the entire Mormon religion is based on basically the Christian religion, which is based, of course, on Judaism.
Yes.
But I get to travel a lot because I lecture all over the world, and we just got back from Asia about a week ago. And I've been to Asia several times. I've had many opportunities to talk to Buddhists about Buddha and the world that they live in, their so-called religion of Buddhism. And I feel sorry for them because they will all admit that Buddha was born into a world that existed. And I always say to them, wouldn't you want to know something about the person that created the world that Buddha was born into? Since Buddha was born into a world, there's obviously somebody greater out there than Buddha, so why spend your time with Buddha? Why not spend your time finding out who created the world?
And what do they say to that?
They look enlightened. No pun intended, but
yes.
But they think they're going to go and look at it. And I've actually, I was in, believe it or not, I was in Israel about 2 months ago, and we had an Arab as a guide, because Palestine, believe it or not, controls Bethlehem.
Yes, yes.
And it's ironic because they've never had any basis whatsoever for being in Bethlehem, but they control it because I think the British set it up that way just to cause trouble. I think that's probably the only explanation. But I told this Arab about the math of Christ, and he said that he has a Bible in Arabic and he has a Bible in English, and he reads it. And I said, great, read three verses before the end of Revelation, where it says, don't add anything to or take anything from the Bible. And that would suggest to him, if he actually read it, that the Book of Mormon and the entire Quran was unacceptable because it was added after it was specifically God said, don't do that.
Mm. Yeah.
And they look enlightened, but they do look like they're going to go back and consider it.
You know, for our listeners, too, where can they find this book again?
Google Bauer Books, BAUERBOOKS, no space, and you'll find our website, and you can get an autographed copy from me, or they can just go get it on Amazon, or they can go to any reputable bookstore and order the book there.
Okay, that's exciting. You know, if it's all right, I would like to ask, just moving to somewhere else, I'd like to ask you, just if you could, since you've worked with so many presidents in the past, is there one story you could share with our listeners? Because I just think that's just awesome.
Well, I had Billy Graham was in the audience at the White House many, many times because he was a personal friend and a spiritual mentor to many of the presidents. And saw them many, many times. Never once did he do or say anything that would cause undue attention. I mean, it's just, you know, the people that caused interest in the White House were those people who acted out or said something funny. Like, for instance, Jack Benny came to the Nixon White House one day.
Mm-hmm.
And when he walked up to the door, the Secret Service agent said, excuse me, Mr. Benny, what do you have in the case? And Jack Benny looked at him. He said, a machine gun.
Oh, jeez.
And the Secret Service agent looked back at him and said, thank goodness, I was afraid it was your violin.
So they let him through.
All those folks that are my age in the audience will appreciate that, because he played his violin so badly, they was actually afraid. I think people of faith should go out and get this book, because everybody of faith that already believes in Jesus Christ knows somebody who's too smart to believe in Jesus Christ. And they'd read the book themselves and then give it to somebody who's too smart. And if they give it back to them, so be it. But I also think that there's a whole chapter in this book about science in the Bible. And I think that there are a lot of children in today's schools that are taught bad science. And there's chapters in this book that will describe the science that was in the Bible that was written. For instance, the world was round, was said in Isaiah 700 years before Christ, that the world is round. And you have people, even in the time of Columbus sailing the ocean blue, who thought they were going to fall off the end of the earth because they thought it was flat. Just one example.
Yeah, with that, you know, because I'm able to talk to a lot of atheists and agnostics myself, and they bring that up a lot, and I try telling them that idea of flat earth did not come from the Bible. It
certainly didn't. The Bible, Isaiah said it's round.
Yes, and trying to get people to understand that, because they'll say, well, you know, there was a Christian that said it was flat, and it was like, well, that doesn't mean that they're right. They must not have read the Bible part. That's what I always say.
There are many arguments attributed against Christianity and Jesus Christ just because people who call themselves Christians say things, and they're easily disproven.
Yes, yes. I agree with that. And friends, again, we're sitting down with author and lecturer Stephen Bauer, and he is the author of The Math of Christ. And Stephen, before we get out of here, if there was just one thing you could share with our listeners, whatever that would be, you know, whether God's revealing something to you right now, you're reading something in Scripture, or something from your book, what would that one thing be?
There is every reason in the world to believe in the Bible because what it says is true. But if you don't believe in it, use the science of math to calculate the odds that Jesus Christ is the Messiah spoken of in the Jewish holy books and the Old Testament, and you will come to the unmistakable conclusion that it could not have been by accident. Jesus Christ had to have been by design. The whole book is nothing but a message that is authenticated through prophecy that's been fulfilled.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for having me.
God bless. And everyone, get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.